Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Patita Pavana, better known to you probably as Pavan, what is it, Jungle or something?
Jungle.
What is it? Jungle. Jungle, yeah. I got an email from you about, 5 days ago. From email, you can understand I'm an old man, right? Because young generation, they don't use emails much, right? You know, no, we're old men. And he asked me to speak to all of you young people about reels. Reels? What's a reel? I know there's fishing reels. And there's used to be photo reels. And then there used to be, this is really going back a long way. We're talking about here, 1970s, reel-to-reel tape recorders. You've heard of that? Ancient history. Now, when you think of a reel, so I'm informed, you think of a silly little 15 to 60 second, what do you call it? Video, that's the word, video, which is on Instagram, also called shorts on YouTube and Facebook. Okay, I'm up to date. So Patit Pavan asked me to speak about reels and reality. And I'd never seen a reel before. You see, I'm really, really out of touch. So you showed me a few. And it's just someone's cat, someone else painting their tennis shoe. Just nonsense. So he asked me to speak about reels and reality. In the meantime, I thought of some reels we could make. I just explained to you in the lift one. I'm very interested in trying to inform the people of the world that reincarnation is a fact. It's an overwhelming fact. If we try to, if we understand the implication of that, it will change our life, and it can change the whole world, understanding that reincarnation is a fact. It's not a Hindu belief, it's a fact. And there's tons of stuff out there on YouTube demonstrating that, where the people, they're by hypnosis or whatever, past life regression, and then they find out something about their previous life, and there's no other explanation for it. So anyway, I thought of a reel that, firstly, how does it go, that you must die, you will die, you will never die. Read Coming Back and show the picture of Coming Back, the science of reincarnation. And in the meantime, you have to show this changing bodies diorama. How about that? You want to do that? We can maybe do it in cooperation. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say the changing bodies diorama? That was made approximately in 1976 in Los Angeles, and that was cutting edge technology at the time, showing it in the FATE, First American Theistic Exhibition, that exhibition in Los Angeles with sound effects and all this kind of thing. But it's it really makes people think. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's it's a sculpture, maybe like a bas relief, or maybe it's in 3D, shows a baby, little older, little older, little older, then a young boy, getting older, youth, and then young man, middle-aged man, and it goes like this. As he gets older, he stoops over and then shows the dead body. And that's the end, right? And there are two. There's one which shows, it goes way off into the distance, up and down and up and down and up and down. Makes people think. I saw a cartoon recently. There's an old man sitting on a couch next to a young boy. And the young boy says to the old man that, "I also didn't believe in reincarnation when I was your age." You got that? The young boy says to the old man, "I also didn't believe in reincarnation when I was your age." Usually the old man will say something to the young boy, "Well, I didn't believe in all that when I was your age." But the young boy is, "When I was your age." How could he be your age when the old man, he's older than the young boy? Makes you think. Reels are not made to make us think, at least the ones you showed me, which was just a serious... It would seem to be a substitute for thinking. Some kind of entertainment. That word, manoranjana, it's just fluff for the mind. Some of you may feel a little uncomfortable. I don't know if you watch all this or maybe make it. But it's a diversion from reality. Entertainment. What is entertainment? It's a diversion from reality. What is reality? Well, the reality of our life is that working, society is set up for you to work, and it starts early. There used to be school, and then someone invented kindergarten, and then you have pre-kindergarten. So practically, if you're going to show the progression like this, from childhood like this, then childhood, then immediately, what age they go? Pre-kindergarten? 2-3 years old? And even before that they have nurseries, right? Because the women are too busy working in their job to look after their children. So you're in the educational system practically from the beginning of life. And from the beginning it's competitive. You have to work hard. You're taught, work hard, get ahead. And then if you get good marks, which you get by working hard, application, that is your passport to having a whole life of working hard and earning more than others who are working hard in less well-paying jobs. That's the idea anyway, although there are literally lakhs of unemployed graduates in India alone. That's the reality. Having a good job means you work hard, a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, and you earn more than others who are working hard with a lot of stress in a lesser paying job. In fact, the higher you go up on the ladder, the more the stress. That's the reality. Do they show that in the reels? Life is tough, life is nasty.
Motivational.
Very sensible reel won't tick.
Something which is sensible won't tick, won't catch on. It appeals to people's stupidity and it reinforces people's stupidity. You have to be stupid to watch it, and by watching it you become more stupid. It's the successor of the idiot box, right? The TV idiot box. You have to be an idiot to watch it, and by watching it, you become more of an idiot. You become a, what is called a useful idiot. You've heard that phrase, useful idiot. You can look it up if you like. What's the definition? Useful idiot. There you go. Have your research is so easy nowadays. Instead of running around libraries, digging up things, just look it up. Useful idiot. Means people who can be manipulated to do things which are not in their actual interest. They're acting for the interest of others. Did you find it? So what does it say? Show it to me. Useful idiot. In political jargon, a useful idiot is a derogatory... derogatory term for a person perceived as propagandizing for a cause without fully comprehending the cause's goals and who is cynically used by the cause's leaders. And it goes on. But we don't have enough attention span to read the whole entry because we've been watching too many reels. When your attention span goes down to 15 seconds, that means, and when it's wildly popular, that means you may be useful or not useful, but you're definitely an idiot. That's for sure. So what's this got to do with Krishna consciousness? Well, Krishna consciousness is the process of de-idiotizing yourself. Do you want to look up that word? De-idiotizing. I don't think you'll find it. It's a nonce word. Do you know what a nonce word is? We're having an English lesson. A nonce word is a word made up on the spot, suitable for the occasion. Different to a neologism, which is a new word made up, which is used regularly, can be used regularly. So de-idiotification, something like that. Anyway, I made up the word, so even if I say it wrong, it doesn't matter. How to de-idiotize ourselves? Well, the first thing is reels. No reels. Not the stupid ones like you showed me anyway. Someone's cat, someone putting their tennis shoes white. What other nonsense things were there? We didn't have enough attention span to watch the full length, the full 15 seconds of any of them, did we? Yeah. Okay, de-idiotification means coming to reality. And what is reality? Why are people interested in reels? Because reality is so horrible. Actually, what is this Dubai? It's so nice, so wonderful. Most of you probably grew up here, is it? Yeah, but for people in India, Dubai means Janani Janmabhumis Cha Swargameva Gariyasi. It's Swarga or better. It's Dubai, Dubai. It looks attractive to people who are interested in, who are impressed by lots of big new buildings. And what else? There's all kinds of things right here. There's even from the traditional past, there's horse races and camel races, and there's smoking hookers, and there are all kinds of modern things. They have a ski slope here, is it not? Mountain climbing, Building climbing, do they have that? Climbing up buildings, there are plenty of big, tall buildings you can climb. Do they have that, building climbing? What is there, the Formula One? Sport car racing. Go-kart racing. Got to do something with all that oil, right? Skydiving. Skydiving. What is it? Skydiving is something like parachuting, is it?
Jumping off the plane with a parachute. It's jumping off the plane with a parachute and then you come down.
So what's the difference between that and parachuting? It's another word for parachute. Bungee jumps? You have that? Everything. You have everything. There are no bungee jumps in India, I don't think. Are there? There are. See, I'm sorry, I told you, I'm a dinosaur. 65 years dead. Most of you are only about, what, 20 years dead? Yeah. The moment you're born, you start to die. Right? So you're all average 20 years dead. But you think you're young and full of life and... Okay, enjoy yourself. Bungee jumping. Did any of you do a bungee jump? You did it. You did it. How much did it cost you?
$150.
And in, 30 seconds, it's all gone.
Yeah, less than that.
Less than that. 5 or 10 seconds. But the way you had to think about it seems that reels weren't in at that time. Did you feel scared?
Yeah, initially I did, but...
You didn't have much time to think about it, right?
They didn't let me think much. They told me to count 1, 2, 3, and when I said 1, they pushed me off.
I saw someone do it once. We were on Rath Yatra in London going over, I think it was Battersea Bridge, which doesn't mean anything to you, but over the Great River Thames, which is, as Prabhupada said, like it looks like a canal. And we were just going over the bridge, and over the River Thames they had a crane, and someone jumped off and did a bungee jump. Okay. So what are we talking about? Reality. It's not that interesting, is it? Otherwise, why do people make shorts or reels? Most lives are not very interesting. That's why there's so much entertainment. There's a saying, I believe it was by Henry David Thoreau, or one of the American Enlightenment people. They're quite often quoted in the early Back to Godheads, that most men live lives of quiet desperation. That is reality for most people. Shall I say it again? Nowadays, you'd have to change it a little bit. You'd have to say most men and women live lives of quiet desperation. Quiet desperation means you don't show it. You don't even admit it to yourself. You divert your attention from your quiet desperation by making and watching reels and other such things. What do you get after a session of binge watching? Presumably there is binge watching of reels also. What do you get? What do you feel inside? Nothing. It means empty. What is that emptiness? Quiet desperation. That emptiness, it's not a sense of fullness. It's just the opposite of fullness. It means a sense of there's nothing. There's nothing in my life. What do we all need most of all? Does anyone ask that on reels? No. No question. What do we all need? What does everyone need? More than anything. We all need roti, kapra, makan. That's the basic human needs, right? Food, clothing, and shelter. What do we need? What does our heart need? That's a good clue. You should get it now. What do we need? All you need is love. That's a fact. We're missing it. There are two kinds of love. There's on the material plane and on the spiritual plane. But so many people in the world today, they don't even have love on the material plane. They grow up without parents or with abusive parents or neglectful parents. A few years ago in America, a young man introduced himself to me. He's told me, as if it was the most normal thing in the world, that I didn't have a father. I was raised by my mother, who lived with another lesbian, and my mother was a drug addict, or an alcoholic, I can't remember. And just like it's normal, and actually it is normal for so many people. There's still, for most Indians, that advantage is there of having a stable family. For many, many people, it's not there at all. But even in India, of course, there are so many. People grow up with drunken fathers and abusive, and there's no reality for them is so black that they some comfort in it's not really comfort, it's diversion, reels. Going back to the Stone Age that I grew up in, it was actually, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he came to America in the 1960s. And there was a generation of young people who were looking for something more than the American dream, which was work hard, have money, and enjoy life. They were discontent with that. And the American dream had gone sour with the Vietnam War. And then at that time there was a lot of civil unrest, civil rights movement, rights for blacks, and then women's rights and gays' rights came up. But there are many songs which were made, which they're very thoughtful, actually, because I was just saying that people, they have no happiness inside, and so they divert the mind from their reality, the reality of their existence, by reels. Why? What is there in a reel? After binge watching, you get nothing. If there was something, you wouldn't say you get nothing. But what is it? It's zero plus zero plus zero plus zero plus everyone is zero. There's nothing there. So you end up at zero. Nothing. There's nothing to satisfy the soul. There's no love. So anyway, I was saying that there's one song which just came to mind, which I don't remember fully. It was by Simon and Garfunkel. Maybe some of you might have heard of them. They were very famous in the 1960s. So It was a song about coming to New York City where there's no love. There's lots of everything else, but there's no love. And then there's some line, I can't remember what it is, about the prostitutes on the street corner. And then the line comes out, I do declare that there were times when I was so forlorn, I took some shelter there. In other words, going to the prostitute with the idea I'll get some love or some shelter, but there's no love in a prostitute. Desperate lives, not happy. There's no happiness inside. Krishna consciousness is all about love. The hippie movement at that time. I'm writing about this in my book, how Srila Prabhupada, he came at the hippie movement and they were very interested in love. But because they didn't understand what actual love is, they mistook free sex means love. And it became a disaster. The hippie movement was founded with the idea that we'll all love each other, everything will be nice, and it ended up in drugged disaster. Violence. They spoke of love, but they didn't really know what love means. They thought love means, well, we all just live together, and then you have sex here, sex there, and men and women can all mix up. Ended in violence means the end of the hippie era. Well, there are different theories about it. One of them was at one concert, free concert in California with the Rolling Stones, where someone ran on the stage and then he was stabbed to death by the security guard. And the hippies, love and peace. The Rolling Stones hired the Hell's Angels as security guards. Hell's Angels. Anyway, you can look it up on the internet, but they're not nice people. They're the antithesis of hippies. So and this free love thing, I read something about a woman who was raised among hippies in a hippie commune. So the idea is that, well, free sex and then everyone mixes up and someone's sex, yeah, you just have sex and it's free love, right? And there she was, a young girl, 13 or 14 years old, and there's no one to, someone wants her and there's no one, she can't say no. And a mother who's there, she can't say no because it's the hippie ideal. That's your free love. It doesn't satisfy the heart. The Krishna consciousness means love, but there's a big philosophy also. You don't get philosophy shots, I don't think. Philosophy means understanding the actual reality. Life should be better than watching reels, right? There's something, really speaking, there's something wrong with our life. There's something deeply wrong with our life if we have a habit of binge watching reels. That means there's nothing there in our life. There's nothing real. There's nothing satisfying to the soul to connect with. We're lacking. Because we lack what we really need, we latch onto some diversion, which just doesn't satisfy. It actually makes our condition worse. As we get into that more and more and we think, oh, there must be something exciting now, something interesting, but there isn't. It's made to be superficial. Superficiality cannot satisfy. reality. Krishna teaches, and actually it's a fact, that reality, that which our heart searches for, means love, which is real, which is eternal, which is unlimited, which is unconditioned. It's not based on sex. It's based on service, mutual service. The proper object of that love is Krishna. That's a huge philosophical jump. But you can make it because you have that cultural background. You can accept Krishna. At least theoretically, you can accept Krishna is reality. That's very fortunate for you. Those who are not born in Indian Hindu families, the very idea of Krishna is difficult for them to grasp. They know the word God, but that God should be blue with a flute doesn't click for them. Why is God blue and has a flute and likes cows? Does anyone know the answer? Any suggestions? Shall I tell you? This is going to be an interesting one, isn't it? Did you ever think about that? Okay, I'll tell you. Krishna is blue and has a flute and he likes cows because that's how he likes to be. And he's God and he can do whatever he likes. You can't tell him, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be sitting on a cloud and throwing people into hell. That's what God does. Fortunately for us, he's a loving person. What is the most important thing to Krishna? Any idea? Okay, his devotees. Not the answer I'm looking for. Love! You got it. You got it. Love. He loves his devotees. He loves the cows. He loves Radha. He loves you. He loves me. It's the most important thing. What? Is that a shot? Got too boring. We need some diversion. Now, this isn't boring at all. This is really great. I don't know what you think about it, but what I'm talking about, I think is great. It's not because I'm saying it, but because it's really great. Hey, this is really good stuff. This is really... Krishna loves all of us, and he wants to share that love. And that's what we all really want and what we all really need. And Krishna's ready to reciprocate with us, that with us. This is reality. All you need is love. Krishna gives that love. Krishna wants to share that love with us. This is reality. And you can easily take to it. That is your good fortune. You are taking to it, otherwise you wouldn't be here. And you're not stupid, like so many other people who are not even thinking about these things. I don't want to say stupid just to put people down, but actually the society makes us stupid, useful idiots. It makes you stupid. They want you to work hard and get a few little things, gadgets that you can look in, and you have a good job, and for every 100 dirhams they pay you, they're making 1,000 dirhams. That's the way it works. And they tell you you have a good job. And they're also frustrated. It's not that Elon Musk, or he's satisfied in his heart. Why does he want to go to Mars? What's wrong here? You go to Mars and there'll be the same problems. You take your stupid mind with you wherever you go. No one is satisfied, but Krishna is satisfied, and the devotees of Krishna are satisfied. It's really worth getting into. Reality. What is reality? Reality is love. Reality is Krishna. But reality is not what we see in this world or what we perceive in this world. Everything here is temporary. I am eternal. You are eternal. Krishna is eternal. What does that mean, eternal? That means you're not young. I'm not old. I'm younger than you. I'm older than you. Actually, we're beyond time. Time is just something which grinds us in this material world. Otherwise, living with Krishna means to be happy always. Well, that's a lot more to get to think about than in a million reels, right? There's nothing to think about in a reel. But human life is meant for being thoughtful, intelligent, coming to the platform of reality. It takes some intelligence to make reels. Must do. Maybe not much intelligence to watch them, but to make them take some intelligence is a great misuse of intelligence. It doesn't communicate any love to anyone. That's why you watch empty, and then you want to watch another one, because it didn't satisfy you, so you want to, let me try another one, and another one, and another one. But it leaves you empty. Chanting Hare Krishna connects us with Krishna, so that fills us with that which we are always, with that which we actually need. So, Hare Krishna. I won't say more now. I think you got the basic point. I was told there were going to be questions and answers. Is that right? If you're shy to ask, you can what? Send it by WhatsApp? Is that the idea? If you're shy to ask, then you have to go to a personality development course. Give up your shyness. No, Krishna made, according to our karma, some people have an introverted personality. It's all kinds of different people to make up the world. It's not that everyone has to be jumping wildly in some reel. It's all right. It's actually good to be quiet and thoughtful. It's not a bad thing. This personality development, it's always to make everyone bold and outspoken and all this kind of thing. But what's wrong with being quiet and thoughtful? Does that mean you have no personality if you're quiet and thoughtful, a little shy? Something wrong with that? The girls are not interested in? In the silent, quiet, introverted life. Yeah, everywhere I see, even Navneet Tasker's daughter has a t-shirt with girl power written on it. Girls are suffering. And the men are suffering with this idea. You may not, okay, I'm going to say something which you might not like. I've already probably said quite a few things which you might not like. But the way that God, nature, Krishna made this world is that men and women are different. Right? Physically and psychologically, the way God made this world is that in the society and in the family, the men take a more forward role and the women take a more supportive role. But not now. If we try to go against nature, then disaster. Families are suffering. There is no family. This idea of women's liberation is destroying families. Children suffer. Everyone suffers. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea at all. How do you like that, all you young ladies? I wrote a book about it. It's not a difficult thing to understand, actually. They say it is exploitation by men. But the whole world is one of exploitation. Men and women should join together with a higher cause, which means Krishna consciousness. That's all. Otherwise, everyone's exploiting everyone else. It's a simple thing to understand. Men should be men, women should be women, and they should both chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dharmat Pranam. A question, should there be, as you mentioned, reels, there are some reels by devotees who give you
there six... There are reels by devotees, yes.
Should
only be reels by devotees, and all the other ones should be stopped. But we can't stop them. So, do it.
So should we watch those reels, or should we just get out of the reels and just be in reality? Like, even if it is by devotees, should we be hooked onto the app?
But the reels, well, I was shown too by Patit Pavan, reels, which were extracts from some of my talks. They're not very exciting, I guess, for people who want something exciting. But better than a 15-second boost is to listen to a whole talk. That's the standard thing. Devotees can also make reels to try and reel in. People are interested in reels, but it's going to be tough because anyone who's interested in watching that is not expected to be very philosophical. Understatement.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I offer my respectful obeisances.
Hare Krishna.
How do we, as devotees, practicing our spiritual
Please.
Life?
Put the mic closer to your mouth.
How do we, devotees practicing Krishna consciousness, deal with like losing interest due to unavoidable materialistic association with like people at our workplace or at uni or something, university?
Due to bad association at, for instance, university or our workplace, we may lose interest in Krishna consciousness. How do we deal with that? Then you have to think what your life is, what your priorities are. You may have to make a drastic change in your life. If the way your life is going on, you're just heading for rebirth in ignorance again and again and again, you may have to make some drastic changes in your life. Ladva sudurlava midang bahusambhavante manusham artadamanityamapi hadhira. Turnam yatetana patetanumritya yavad nishrayasaya vishaya kalu sarvata syat. You like to give the translation? You know that verse, right? Did you learn that verse? Most important verse. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I will speak on the import of this verse until my last breath. What it means is, we who are discussing this verse, we are in human bodies, obviously. The human body is attained after many, 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 many births. It doesn't last long. We should be dhira. We should think carefully about what we are doing and think that in the human life, we have the opportunity to get out of the terrible cycle of birth and death. Therefore, we should do whatever is required before we die, which is going to happen soon. We should do whatever we have to do so that we don't get born again. There's more to the verse still. And if we think, well, let me enjoy myself. What's all this Krishna consciousness? We should think that we enjoyed ourselves in every species of life. It's already going on, but only in human life do we have the opportunity for Krishna consciousness. We may have to make some serious adjustment. Work at home, study at home, or there are even more drastic adjustments can be done. But see, we should try to organize our life in such a way that we can think of Krishna. Where is that? In the Bhagavad Gita purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that one should organize one's life in such a way that one cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day. We should put ourselves in that kind of atmosphere. Anything else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I understand that your point was that people who make and watch reels are stupid or whatever your words were, but...
stupid's a good word.
More
or less covers it.
Yeah, but I want to know what you think about those people who started using reels as a medium to earn money during COVID, as they were laid off, they had no money and...
People had no money and they made reels to make money during COVID. What do we think of them? Well, they're appealing to and taking advantage of people's stupidity, so that they can make money to continue their stupid lives. Maybe a different kind of stupidity to the people who watch the reels. But actually, if we consider the opportunity of human life, if we do anything else in our life but inquiring into the absolute truth. What is that? Kamasya nendriya priti pritir labho jiveta yavata jivasya tatva jignyasa. What's the last line? Narto yascheha karmabhi. Yeah. That life should be lived not for indulging at the senses, but jivasya tatva jignyasa, for inquiring into the ultimate reality. It's unfortunate that people who do have good intelligence feel constrained to participate in a stupid civilization in order just to eat and sleep. It's unfortunate, isn't it, that society is like that. Srila Prabhupada had the great ambition to make communities in which people can live very simply together living on the land. Krishna has given us the land which produces food. The food, clothing and shelter can all be produced from the land. Living very simply, living together for the sake of practicing Krishna consciousness. So that is a great ambition of Srila Prabhupada's, that we have communities like this, so that you don't have to, you don't see any alternative than to participate in this society in order just to maintain the body. But there should be an alternative. Actually, alternative means Krishna gave the land so we can live simply. Of course, in Arabia, traditionally, before all this modern development, it was very tough living. But in India, where you're all from that background, most of the country has enough sunlight and water and good land that you can live without all of this. So the land is still there, the sunlight is still there, the water is still there. You can go. That's an alternative. Actually, in youth, you should really think about what you're doing with your life. Think seriously. It happened to me when I was young and I ended up like this. It doesn't necessarily have to be exactly like this for everyone, but in school I had a deep sense of discontent seeing all the people around me, and I thought, I don't want to be like this. I didn't know the term quiet desperation at the time, but I sensed it, that people aren't happy, and why should I live my life like this? They want me to go to university and get a job, and why? What for? Isn't there anything else? And by Krishna's grace, I was directed to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. There is something else. But I need to think about it. It's good to be thoughtful and not just carried away in the jet stream of what everyone else thinks you should be doing. Now we're saying reels are stupid. Maybe in next generation we'll look back and think, oh, that was really intelligent. We don't know what stupid things are going to come up with in future. There seems to be no bottom to the pit of degradation. How low can you go? Whenever you think that human society has reached the bottom of the pit of degradation, someone dreams up something worse.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, I had one question. As you mentioned before, that when we see reels, we feel... When we see reels...
It's all right. Honesty is a good quality.
When we, as the people, we see reels, we feel empty. But I have been with a conversation with my friends, and some of them, they say that it is actually motivating them to do something rather than just sitting at home. Sometimes it's just a motivation seeing that people, their lives are much more happening. They go and they do stuff. And I am one of the targets of that also.
Do something. You have to do something. Do something. Don't just sit at home and be a couch potato. Do something. Go for a bungee jump. Yeah, well, according to Bhagavad Gita, you're right, it's a step up. It's a step up from the mode of ignorance to the mode of passion. But it's a... But it doesn't satisfy the soul. Okay, if you think it's better to do something, rather than do nothing and just sit. But then what is the something you can do? What's the best? Instead of just doing something, why don't you do the best thing? Find out what the best thing is, right? who's motivating you on reels, they don't know what the best thing is. They just want you to do something. Just something. That means you got to do something. You just can't sit still. You got to do something, however stupid it is. You got to do something. But why don't you find out what's the best thing you can do? How about that? What is the best thing you can do?
Associate with devotees,
eat prasadam. Kirtan,
reading,
chanting.
Deity
worship, yeah. And understand why it's the best thing. If you understand why, that will be very helpful when you're bombarded with so many people trying to motivate you to do something else. Anything else?
Apologies if I'm...
You're right next to the speaker. Just turn it around.
Apologies if I'm going to ask a materialistic question. But my question is still, I mean, I understand that we should indulge ourselves in bhakti so that we ultimately we should be rid of the cycle of birth and death. So till when do we get indulged in this? Like till what extent? I mean, I'm sorry if I'm asking this, but I was just thinking over this.
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
So my question is, till what extent is it till the end of this human life? Because human life is the only opportunity to get rid of the cycle of birth and death.
No, it's forever. The human life will be over, but you won't die. So doing bhakti, being fully absorbed in bhakti, means when you die, you go on doing bhakti.
Okay.
It's entrance into our eternal existence. Whatever we do in this life prepares us for a future life. But if we do devotional service to Krishna, because that's our eternal position, we become situated in our eternal position in the spiritual world with Krishna. You can dance with Krishna, sing with Krishna, play with Krishna, steal Krishna's lunchbox. You can kiss Krishna. Would you like to kiss Krishna? Yeah. Srila Prabhupada, he used to say that he had some young girl disciples about 16 years old and said, that, he said, Krishna will kiss you. Now that disciple is already passed away. You see? That young, we hear the little baby, they just heard that little some sound. They'll be old at some point, and then again young. Yes, so it's eternal existence. Have you read any of Srila Prabhupada's books? I thought you hadn't. I understood that, yeah. Please, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj Ji, Dandavat Pranam. Maharaj Ji, our souls are the part of Krishna, or we all are the separate entities?
When we say our souls, what do we mean?
Like,
that means I am the body and I have a soul. But I am soul.
Okay.
Right? If we think our soul, that means we think, this is me and I have a soul. But I am soul and I'm presently covered by a body. So, what is the question? are we parts of Krishna or are we all separate?
So the soul is part of Krishna or we all are like separate entities?
Is the soul a part of Krishna or are we all separate entities? Okay. Just change the word or to and you got it right. We're all parts of Krishna and we're all separate entities. Both things are true. Mamai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, we're all eternal, every living being is eternally a part of Krishna. So we're all eternally part of Krishna, and we're all individuals also. Is that difficult to understand? Why, do you think that when there's liberation, you should just become one, or what? What do you think happens? We are part of Krishna. Part means we're not the whole. Right? The sunlight is made up of many particles. They're all part of the whole, but there's individual particles. The ocean is made up of so many molecules of water, but the molecules of water, they're individual molecules, but they're all part of the ocean. So they're individual and they're part of the whole. That's a rough example. The idea that we're one with God runs very deep. The idea that we're one with no diversity whatsoever. We're one with God? Yes. We're one with God in the sense that He is Satchit Ananda, He is eternal, blissful, and all cognizant. But He is great and we are small. You're all one in being all Indians. This is a material example, but at the same time you're individuals. You're all part of India in the present body. But you're all individuals also. Very, very important to understand. We are individual. This whole thing, personality development. Actually, it's good if we properly understand what personality development means. Personality, what is our real personality? Our real personality is as a loving servant of Krishna eternally. But forgetting that, we're trying to make ourselves bold and forthright and get on top of everyone else, get ahead in life and all this kind of thing. But that's not our real personality. Life after life, we may have different kinds of personalities, but they're all false personalities. They're manifestations of the ego. When we become free from false egoism, then our real personality comes out. You please study Bhagavad Gita as it is. It's hard work. I'm not kidding you. It's not easy reading. But then you can see reality as it is.
Hare Krishna. Last call. Any other questions? Oh.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. I actually had a question. You just mentioned manifestations. Yeah?
Please put the mic closer to
your mouth. Is it better now?
And don't move it.
Okay. So you just mentioned manifestation, and I actually want to know what do you think about that, because the method to manifest anything we want, at least this is what the internet tells us, is that we say that, you know, we're thankful to the universe that we've received this XYZ, whatever we want, and we're feeling happy that we've received XYZ, whatever we want to manifest. But aren't we supposed to be thankful to Krishna? I mean,
if we say thank you to the universe, are we doing something wrong or?
Thank you to the universe.
Yeah, for whatever we want. Like if, let's say I want a new car, so and if I want to manifest it, so I'm supposed to say I'm thankful to the universe that I got my new car.
Which you didn't yet get.
Yes, and that's how you
Sounds like someone on the internet is reaching out to all the suckers. Thank you to the universe for my next Rolls-Royce car. Where?
It's a principle, it's called manifestation, basically.
Manifestation. There was a book, a short book, was by the author of Jonathan Livingstone Seagull or something like that. I saw the book once in someone's house. It was like, I just had a quick look at it. How, this was more than 20 years ago, and it's become part of popular nonsense culture that he's lying down and he's, by his desire, the clouds are dissolving. The clouds in the sky are dissolving. You know about this? No. The idea is that you, if you desire it enough, the cloud will dissolve. It's something like someone sitting on a mountain at early in the morning before the sunrise and saying, I want the sun to rise. And the sun rises. And you think, I made the sun rise. Because if you look at clouds in certain phases of clouds, they just... Have you seen? I don't know if you get that kind of clouds here in Dubai. But there are some clouds and they just dissolve by themselves. And you can imagine, I am making, by my desire, the cloud is dissolving. But this is nonsense to think that, well, I want a new car and therefore the new car will just come. It's just nonsense. It doesn't just... like that. And even if you get a new car, what the hell, you know, so what? What's the great thing of having a new car? What happened to your Mercedes? You used to have a Mercedes, right? What happened to that? You?
Couldn't afford the repairs.
Sorry, I couldn't hear.
Couldn't afford the repairs.
You couldn't afford the repairs. There you go. There's the answer. What happened to the Mercedes? When you had a Mercedes, did you feel tremendous bliss in your heart? See, you're laughing, right? Then why are people so crazy? What's this about having a fancy car? Prestige, is it? Social status, yeah.
Excellent job.
Helps them get married?
Well, generally people don't have a Mercedes before they're married, unless their father had a Mercedes, which he gives to them. You're asking me to comment about this? You just think, then why is it that all these people... Why just have a car? Why don't you have a rocket to the moon and become the president of the United States? Why think about just some little cheap tin can car? If it really works, it's like all these people, they're doing stock market advice, how to get rich. Why don't they do it themselves? They charge you a fee to train you how to become rich. But if it actually worked, they'd be rich without having to charge you a fee, right? I don't know. There are so many people saying so many things out there. And we just say what Krishna says. Sarvadhaman parityaja mame kam sharanam raja hang tva sarva pape bhyo moksha yishami masaj. Just give up all this nonsense. It's been going on since time immemorial. People come in and they promise you so many things, and they'll sell you some medicine. Cures everything. There's no medicine cures everything. But people, it's called, in American culture, it's called snake oil. Yeah, someone turns up in some frontier town selling snake oil. Is there any such thing as snake oil? But it'll cure everything. So everyone buys it, and then he goes on to the next town, and what is it? It's just some oil from somewhere, and it's just some ordinary oil, but he convinced people that it'll cure all your diseases, and then you go on. And it's the whole material world is one of just hoping for something better, which never happens. Or it may happen, but then you get it, and it doesn't make you happy as you thought it would do. So either way, you're frustrated. In youth, you should be hopeful. Read the beginning of the seventh canto of Bhagavatam. What is that? Chapter 2 of the seventh canto? Prahlad, 5 years old, his instructions. He wasn't hopeful of material happiness. He was on the platform of reality. Or you can see Srila Prabhupada's summary of that. There's a booklet called The Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. It's a small booklet. If you're suffering from what's that called? EUHS. Look it up on the internet. EUHS. You won't find it there. I just made it up. Excessive unrealistic hope syndrome. Got that? Excessive unrealistic hope syndrome. In other words, you're thinking you're going to be happy in this material world. You can read this Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj by Srila Prabhupada. It's good for grounding us in reality. Everyone's hoping to be happy in this material world. Nati vidu svartagatin hi vishnam durashaye bahiratamaninas Andhayatandhaya rupaniyamanasti pishatantram urudam nibadha. What's the translation? Can you find that? Nate vidu, V-I-D-U-H, swartha, S-V-A-R-T-H-A. Nate vidu swartha gating hi vishnam.
Okay.
Okay, give it to me, then I'll read it. Persons who are enamored by the materialistic conception of life, something like that. Whoops, I lost it. How do you get back to that? I don't know how to use these things. I told you I'm a dinosaur. And don't know. I know how to do this. I can put my finger and move it up. Okay. Please listen. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man. Actually, why don't you read it with me? You can get it. Can you find that? Because even to listen, it's heavy. It's very deep. And just if I say it, you won't get it as well as if you read it along with me. It's Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text 31. This is again from Prahlad Maharaj's teachings. Canto 7, Chapter 5, Text 31.
If you type SB 7531, please.
Okay, have you all got it? I'll read it out. Persons who are strongly entrapped by the consciousness of enjoying material life and who have therefore accepted as their leader or guru a similar blind man attached to external sense objects, cannot understand that the goal of life is to return home back to Godhead and engage in the service of Lord Vishnu. As blind men, guided by another blind man, miss the right path and fall into a ditch. materially attached men led by another materially attached man are bound by the ropes of fruitive labor, which are made of very strong cords, and they continue again and again in materialistic life, suffering the threefold miseries. That's one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. How long did it take to read that? 15 seconds, maybe a little bit more than a reel, right? If you watch 10 million reels, and there are probably a lot more than 10 million reels out there, you won't get even a drop, not even 0.000 or 1 to the power of infinity of what's in here. Now I lost it. I don't know how to get it back. You can get it back. That's one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. There are 18,000 verses. It's really deep stuff. Look up this verse, Mai Bhaktir Hi Bhutanam. Just to show you, there are different moods also. This is very heavy, delineating the nature of reality in this world. And then the nature of reality in the spiritual world, Mai Bhaktir Hi Bhutanam. That's, got it? 10th canto? Watch the...
1082.
Okay. Could you... No, I want you to find it so I can read it. Okay, you can take it. Now I look, 1082:44. Okay. This is Krishna speaking to the gopis. Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate dishya yad asin matsneho bhavatinam mad apanaha. Rendering devotional service to me qualifies any living being for eternal life. It's Krishna speaking to the gopis. But by your good fortune, you have developed a special loving attitude toward me, by which you have attained me. How do you like that? This whole section. This whole section. Is Krishna speaking to the gopis at Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra, you know, for Bhagavad Gita. Have any of you been to Kurukshetra? How did you go? By train? When you get out at the train station, what do you see? In the train station itself, there are murals, paintings on the wall, just in the entrance. And it shows Kurukshetra, Krishna speaking to Arjuna, but it also shows what is actually, in spiritual terms, even the more important thing that happened at Kurukshetra than Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita is Krishna meeting with the gopis of Vrindavan in Kurukshetra. And Krishna said things like this to them. Yep, there's a lot of stuff there in Bhagavatam. Fulfills the soul's need. At Kurukshetra, there was a solar eclipse. And Krishna went there from Dwaraka. And Nanda Maharaj and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they went from Vrindavan. They went to Kurukshetra because that's a place to bathe during a solar eclipse. So the gopis met with Krishna after a long time. They wanted to bring him back to Vrindavan, but it was not going to be easy because Krishna was already married and he was a prince. They wanted him back the way he was in youth. And that gave rise to the whole Rasayatra, pulling Krishna to Vrindavan. That gave rise to the whole pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's all based on this Krishna meeting the gopis in Kurukshetra. Don't waste your time watching reels. Study Bhagavad Gita, then go on to Bhagavatam, then go on to Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's a big job, it's a very big job. You have to. Bhagavatam, have you seen? 18 volumes. Have any of you read the whole Bhagavatam with purports? Anyone here? Patita Pavan. I have also. Yeah, that should be expected, yeah. Several times been through that. And then there's Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's hard to communicate. You have to experience it for yourself. What very sweet things are there. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Amrita, nectar. Very sweet. So yeah, please take these books, read them. Your life will be better, that I can say. I can say by watching these reels, your life will not be better. By reading Srila Prabhupada's books, your life will be better in a way which we cannot imagine. Myself, in my youth, I couldn't imagine how much better my life was going to be. There's a big, big difference. So, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Should we finish there?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
All right.
His Holiness Bhaktivikas Swami Maharaj Ki.
Jai.
You can have it. I don't want it. Okay. Donation from the youth. Thank you very much. I'm using that for a farm project as much as I can. Quite a lot goes into all of this also.
There's a book table at the back, plenty of books that Maharaj has written. Please, and we've got some cards for an app. So can you go around, split it up, give some to the girls and the boys.
So is it? Yeah. Cards for the app?
Yeah. Hare Krishna.